Let's talk about turning your unit on and battery care. As previously described, the power switch is located along the left-hand side of your unit. This is a rocker-type switch. To turn your unit on, press the rocker near the front. To switch it off, press the rocker near the rear of the switch. Every time you switch on your Brailnote Apex, its operation resumes exactly the same place as when it was switched off. If you're not sure if your unit's on or off, go ahead and consult the position of the rocker switch. If you don't use your Brailnote for approximately 10 minutes or so, it enters a state called hibernate mode. This means that the draw from the battery is the equivalent of switching the unit off. Pressing any key will end the hibernate mode. If you want the Braille display to come up without actually typing anything, go ahead and press backspace with enter at the same time. If your Brailnote displays, for example, battery is low, or battery is critical, or maybe it doesn't even respond at all, you should plug in the AC adapter at this time. To charge your Brailnote Apex, first locate the power socket along the right-hand side of your unit near the back. Now locate the small socket end of your AC adapter cord. Insert the round plug into the power socket. Then take the other end of your AC adapter cord and plug into a wall outlet. The message, AC adapter on, is displayed on the Braille display as well as spoken if speech is enabled to confirm that the battery charging is in progress. The Brailnote Apex can operate from its internal removable rechargeable battery or from the AC adapter. The length of time you can run the battery from the Brailnote fully charged is typically over 12 hours. However, activities such as embossing, emailing, using the ports, or wireless connectivity increase the drain on the battery. When the unit is powered on, an amber LED on the rear edge of your unit will light up. If the AC adapter cord is plugged in and the battery is charging, the LED will actually blink. The LED will turn off when your unit is powered down or the battery has finished charging. If the Brailnote does not start, wait about 30 seconds or so and then try switching it off, then on again. If this doesn't work, then you'll probably need to press the reset button, which is located along the left-hand side near the rear. When you press the reset button, the Brailnote will beep immediately, confirming that a reset has been done. After about 10 seconds or so, KeySoft will display a sign-on message. And then finally, the Brailnote will resume from the main menu, which is the starting point on your unit. For more information on how to reset, consult your user's guide. If the battery is flat and the AC adapter is connected, the battery will fast charge in approximately 4 hours. To ensure that the battery charges correctly, only charge it in ambient temperatures between 41 and 95 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 5 to 35 degrees Celsius. The Brailnote Apex power and battery status can be checked at any time by pressing space with O on a BT keyboard, followed by P. On a QT keyboard, this would be function key O, followed by the letter P key. Your unit will then display the battery charging level in a percentage of full, meaning 100%. And whether the AC adapter is on or off. It's important to remember, prior to using your unit for the first time, we recommend that you plug it into an electrical outlet to ensure that the battery is fully recharged. Like all rechargeable batteries, as the Brailnote Apex battery ages, its capacity is reduced. To optimize battery life, it's recommended that you only recharge when the battery is nearly depleted, followed by a full charge. Note, to protect the battery and reduce the number of charge cycles, the battery will not recharge if the battery level is greater than 90%.